Dr. Randall, I don't know much about you right now. I'd love to learn a little bit about your background, how you became a healthcare provider.
Actually, I've been doing this, I've been doing what you might call holistic medicine before we had the name integrative medicine for 40 years. So I'm one of the original pioneers with Andrew Weil, Larry Dossey, you know, all of the greats. David Eisenberg was my colleague at UCLA. Before I even went to UCLA as a medical student, I had a holistic perspective. I mean, I didn't have a definition for it, but I had the opportunity to go spend some time on the Native American Indian Reservation. And the medicine people actually took me in, and they gave me my framework, I guess I would say, to hang my sense of holism on. So, you know, they taught me all of the things that they take their tools from, their herbs and their philosophies and theologies were earth-based. Mm-hmm. And it made so much sense to me. And it just seemed natural to me. And I took that with me when I came, went back to my medical school, went on to my training at UCLA as an internist, gastroenterologist, and that was in the heyday of NIH research. You know, when we were taught in medical school and internship residency to take our tools from the altar of science, mm-hmm. as opposed to the altar of spirit and herbs and earth, you know, so... But I had this balance. I had this intrinsic balance from both trainings. So it was a beautiful journey. And I always saw people as a whole person.
Sounds like you had a really unique journey to become a healthcare provider.
Right. And so I continued my interest in esoteric studies, as even though I became very advanced and went on staff as a professor. Mm-hmm. You know, went up through the ranks and was a triple threat, did the research, taught, had patients, the whole thing. So through that, I've always been open and always been seeking more tools to help my patients have a better life and live younger. When I had the opportunity, gosh, I don't even know exactly how many years ago it was, but I know it was many. When Hector Romero, owner of Sonesco International, came to Santa Monica and wanted to talk about his company, and he brought some speakers with him, and I believe I was invited. And so I went there and was just one of a handful of people, very interested people that were pretty advanced in the integrative medicine realm, if you will. And when I first heard him speak, a light went on for me. He inspired me so much. Mm-hmm. I definitely wanted to become part of his Sonesco family. I knew immediately that this was a real thing that could help people, you know, with so many things, you know, depression, anxiety, even menopause, headaches, you know, you name it, and such big problems we have in the world. And I was actually the first doctor to take integrative functional medicine into the addiction inpatient rehabilitation setting. As a matter of fact, I became the chief of medicine at a place called Passages, which you may have heard of. And it was Passages, by virtue of my programming, you know, in part, that changed the conversation in the world of addiction to not just being 12-step, but being holistic, you know, that holistic really did offer them something beyond what they could get. We offered not only Sonesco testing on every single person, I did nutritional testing on every single person, but we also had spiritual counseling and acupuncture. And you can't look at an addiction center now that doesn't claim some kind of holistic thing going on. So it's a real big deal, you know, if you can change the conversation. globally about a subject. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
so I guess
really,
I did
really...
probably 5,000 people there at Passages. And
oh.
As a matter of fact, right now, we're finally getting someone to collate that data for us, and we're going to like see what we can say about it, which I know we can say a lot because I see it clinically. When I did the white paper way back when I was still at Passages, we had 250 people, and we saw, you know, amazing stuff. You know, they were less anxious, less depressed, they slept better, and they had less cravings and less relapse, which is a pretty profound statement.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm all in when it comes to Sonesco and neurotransmitter adrenal testing. I always had my practice. I still have my practice. I'm an integrative functional medicine practitioner, gastroenterologist, internist. I have 5 board certifications. So I practice true integrative medicine. Plus, I'm also trained in Chinese medicine, Japanese medicine, Ayurveda, color healing, Arasoma, a lot of things, Native American medicine. So I'm truly, truly integrative, but also cutting-edge Western. And that's why people come and see me. They want a Western doctor that's really on top of it, that knows, has all these other knowledge bases so they can help
them. Yeah. So are there some more common complaints you see coming into your practice?
Oh, it's a pretty big, broad spectrum of everybody, but I see a lot of people that want to age gracefully, or there are people that have actual health issues, you know, all the way from cancer to depression, anxiety, a lot of gut problems, because really health begins in the gut. And there are so many things that are influenced by it, including the production of neurotransmitters. 80% of neurotransmitters are produced in the gut. So if your gut is imbalanced, then your neurotransmitters are not going to be balanced. They go hand in hand. Yeah, I see pretty much everything. I even see children, not babies, but children. And, menopause, manpause, lots of stuff. You name it, I probably do it.
Is there anything about our formulas that you specifically like compared to other formulas for your patients?
Well, they're effective, you know, and I've been using them for a long time. And I actually have my own line of supplements, but the way I feel about Sonesco is, why should I reinvent the wheel, you know, when these work so well, their formulas do what I want them to do. And I'm totally pleased with them. You know, I'm not saying I don't add in other things sometimes, you know, because I'm treating people on more than one level. But, you know, I'm very pleased with them.
Awesome.
And if I had to say there's the most common complaint in my practice, which I see as your next question, it probably would be fatigue. But fatigue can be a product of so many different you know, things. It's, you know, it's like a wastebasket diagnosis. It isn't itself a thing, you know. It never exists alone, in other words. You're going to find gut problems. You're going to find endocrine problems. You're going to find there are other things that are going on with that patient to cause that fatigue, or adrenal problems especially. So that's why I like the testing, the Sonesco HPA testing, because it helps me dig down deeply to figure out, you know, what is or isn't causing that fatigue. So, and generally speaking, you know, even if it's from a gut problem or even it's from some other issue, EBV or something, the neurotransmitter support is still, you know, essential in helping that person to get on to a better state of health. So I don't see people as just their neurotransmitters any more than I did back when I was a medical student, see them just as their eyeball or their gallbladder. You know, it's part of it.
Part of
a greater puzzle, and it's very helpful for me in helping my patients to get to a better state of health.
So with our targeted nutritional therapies, this interview is specifically about ProLent, which is probably our most popular, or one of our most popular formulas. So do you use a lot of Prolent specifically in your practice?
Almost always. Whenever mm-hmm. I test someone, it's rare that I find someone with a normal serotonin, very rare.
Mm-hmm.
If I do, we celebrate. But I can tell you this, in the 5,000 people that I did look at the data in my initial studies, there was not one person in those 5,000 people, including the 60% on SSRIs, that had a normal serotonin.
Wow.
So since Prolent is the targeted formula for serotonin, yes, I would say I use it a lot.
Awesome. Good, good. Well, so when you have a patient that you're going to recommend Prolent to, what do you tell them? How do you explain the product to them?
Well, I don't ever use serotonin alone because, as you know, the protocol for treating neurotransmitter imbalance is about balance. So the serotonin is one of two neurotransmitters on the inhibitory or what I call calming side. I call them your buffers to stress. And you don't just treat serotonin, because if you do, you're going to have consequences of other things going on out of balance. Mm-hmm. If you only treat the inhibitory side, the excitatory side will go down like a level. If you think about a bubble in the middle of a level. And if you only treat the serotonin, even on the inhibitory side, the GABA will go down because they're married to each other and they cover for each other. So if your serotonin is low, the GABA tries to go high until it wears itself out, and vice versa. So you don't ever just treat serotonin, or I don't, because you have consequences for that. So, you know, if I treat the serotonin, I also have to take into account the other inhibitory neurotransmitter, GABA, and the other side, which is the excitatory neurotransmitters, dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine, glutamate. So again, you're talking about orchestra. It's a whole orchestra that you got to keep in mind when you're reaching in there. But how I explain just the Prolent to someone is I tell them your serotonin is low, and what we use is we know what chemical reaction in your body makes serotonin. We know what chemical reaction in your body makes GABA. We know what chemical reaction makes all of the neurotransmitters. So since your serotonin is low, we want to pick this formula, Prolent, because it has all the amino acids and nutrients in it that feed into that chemical equation so that your body can make more of what it knows it really needs. It's like giving a person bricks and mortar and wood because they know they want to make a house.
Right, right.
You know, so it's targeted amino acid and nutrient therapy to allow your body to do what it knows how to do. That's how I explain it to them.
Do you have patients who come back after, you know, a few days or a few weeks of after rebuilding their serotonin and GABA, and they tell you they're feeling a lot better? What is the general report?
It doesn't usually happen in a few days. It usually happens in a week or two, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell them, listen, for this to really happen, it's going to take a matter of months.
Mm-hmm.
But you may feel better within a short period of time, but don't stop it, because then you're going to just slide back to where you were. Sometimes, you got to know, how did the serotonin get low in the first place? So usually it's from having your foot on the accelerator for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's from, you know, flight or fight reaction, or if somebody's abusing substances, which mimics that, same thing. And it's just... Mm-hmm. Your body, when it sees too much of it, goes, oh, my God, I have too much. So it stops. It sends this very strong negative feedback, stop making serotonin or whatever neurotransmitter you're talking about. And in order to get that negative feedback to go away, it takes a consistent low-level stimulus, feeding those serotonin precursors and nutrients into that equation so the body feels safe. It'll start doing it on its own, somewhere around what I found in my data, 3 to 18 months.
So do you have any times when Prolent doesn't work out for some reason, like a patient is sensitive to it or has an objection to taking it?
Usually there's a couple of situations it doesn't work. One is they leave it in the drawer, or the cupboard, and they don't take it. And I always tell my patients, the condoms don't work in the drawer. And so it's kind of a joke, but they kind of get the idea that way. And then the other thing is when their stress is so high that they're swimming upstream against the current, I call it. So I try to teach them anti-stress techniques and methods. They have to change their lifestyle, you know, and if they don't change their lifestyle, how they're eating perhaps, their stress, the things that are really causing this low serotonin in the first place, you can give them Prolent all day long and it's not going to have an effect because it's too strong. The stress on their body is too strong for the body to be able to build it up. But, you know, you can hold them steady, but you're not gaining as much ground as you would otherwise if they do get involved in anti-stress techniques.
If you have anything else you'd like to add, like if there's any big success story that comes to your mind with Prolent, or any advice for future practitioners?
Yeah, I'll tell you my biggest success story lately.
Sure.
I have many. You would imagine with 10,000 subjects that I might have a few success stories. But my biggest success story recently, which even impresses me, is a lady that is a pretty big, high-up doctor, and I treated her entirely virtually. She told me her symptoms, and she's just very super stressed out. She had a very big job at head of a hospital. She's also, almost OCD, trying to keep her health going through, intense running exercise programs and, intense diet programs and, seemingly doing all the right stuff, but not getting exactly where she wanted to get to. And still feeling fatigue, still feeling down and kind of spent, but still able to accomplish most things. So there's no accounting for personality style. I always tell people that when I test them. You could find someone totally almost flatline on all their neurotransmitters, but they're still, pretty functional, even though they have symptoms, what brought them in. And I always tell them that there's no accounting for personality style because people are amazing and it never ceases to amaze me. They can push through a lot, even if they're chemically imbalanced. But once they're chemically imbalanced, oh, my God, a shade lifts and they're, suddenly all the things that they're having to try so hard at are easier, It just changes their life. So that's what happened to this lady, as a matter of fact. She was born without adrenal glands. So this was a big thing for me to even take on in the first place. I couldn't guarantee her, that it was going to help her because of that, because that's quite a handicap. But I said, let's try it. It's not going to hurt anything. And she was more willing, she was willing. And honestly, it changed her life. Her life. She is happy. She doesn't remember experiencing happiness in the same way that she experiences it now. People are telling her left and right, what have you done? What have you done? You seem so different. You've gained weight. Your hair is thicker. What's going on with you? And she just said, well, I met Dr. Randall, and she's doing targeted amino acid therapy on me for my neurotransmitters, and I'm a different person. But anyway, I'm just so pleased for her, and I'm so impressed by what the system has been able to do for her. And basically, she has her life back. She has a boyfriend now, which she hadn't been able to do. She has a life, which she didn't really have a life outside of just being a doctor and her exercise program previously. So it's really a happy ending story for her.
Yeah, that's a wonderful story. Thank you so much for sharing that. We love to hear it.